Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. Got an action-packed, so to speak, first hour. We'll have on with his buddy Sanji, covers the LSU Tigers for Tiger Bait. And then at 4:30, the head football coach and coaching one more game at least, John Summerall, will join us for our Tulane Tuesday. And also, it was made official today, Will Hall, the new head football coach at Tulane. So got two of them on campus now. Let's go to our talk and text line. My old buddy, Buddy Sanji from TigerBait.com. Buddy, I know it's hardly been anything going on over the last couple of weeks, but I want to bring you on just so people could hear your voice again. I want to tell you, last time we had you on, you had, I think it was like 45,000 kind of looks at the bite we cut up with you talking about Lane Kiffin and LSU. So you got a lot of attention that way.
Good to talk with you, Mike and Charlie. Loving life, and Lane Kiffin is living large and loving life. It is hard to believe, Tiger fans, that he's only been here 8 days. Mike, you know all about talking about the staff, and we'll get into that. He flipped three or four recruits, lost a couple, processed a couple, but it is a new day, and there is a new sheriff at LSU, and Mike and Charlie, I think getting Blake Baker in with two or three of his assistants, they're trying to nail down Elijah Robinson on the D-line, but this is going to be a heck of a staff. And I have already told the LSU people you might need a little bit more EMS people in the stadium next year, specifically for that first game against Clemson, because there's going to be some heart palpitations when LSU sees the play calling they get this year versus what they have had to endure. Of course, next year versus what they had to endure this year. It's a lot of fun, a lot of expectations, but it's only been 8 days, Mike, and something happens every day so far.
Yeah, it was been crazy. Herb Tyler and I talked about this. Be less bitching and more excitement.
Well, and then
offensively,
get into the results, but you know, I wanted to get your opinion about what kind of impact and how quickly you think he'll be able to make an impact with LSU football.
I think it depends on who he can get at quarterback. Meaning he's always done a great job there. If it was Matt Corral with Jackson Dart, we always thought to start the season, Austin Simmons, he was the guy. Again, he was the starter, and then he goes down, and then Trinidad Chambliss. And I told this to Herb. You know, in another time, in another world, Herb Tyler is actually Trinidad Chambliss, and Chambliss is Herb. If Herb had played in that offense, the way they throw the football around, the way he could move around, he would have been Trinidad Chambliss. And they similar size-wise, maybe Trinidad's a tad taller than Herb, but not much more. I think, buddy, it's all going to depend on who the quarterback is, and also to them fixing their offensive line. I think that that's a major point of concern for me, and I think that's all eyes will be on the portal for that. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is, and Frank Wilson addressed it today, I just started reading the tea leaves. You get a feeling that the talk with Frank wasn't about coming in as the running backs coach. That job, I think he would want to bring in his guy, Kevin Smith from Ole Miss, and it would be more on the recruiting side. Is that the way you're looking at it with Frank Wilson as we talk in today?
Absolutely. And, you know, Mike, it's interesting. Great to talk to you guys also in the month of Christmas in December. And LSU got some early Christmas presents. But this has been a bone of contention with a lot of LSU fans. My opinion is different from many. I think Frank deserves a spot. Now, here's the problem. He's making about $1 million. As you alluded to, you're going to bring in the Ole Miss running back coach. But Frank kept this boat afloat. Frank gravitated to the former players. Frank got everybody together, and a lot of people say, yeah, never won a natty when he's here, whatever. He knows the back roads of Louisiana. He's got relationships. So I said if it's an on-field coach, maybe you could make him a special teams coach if you kept him at $1 million. But quite frankly, I think Frank deserves a spot here. Recruiting as well as former players liaison. You can give him a couple of different jobs, but there's no doubt the Ole Miss running back coach seems to be coming in here. And I just think the guy's meant too much. Other people say, no, it's time to clean house. And I go back to Tommy Moffitt, Corey Raymond, Blake Baker. All those guys got the axe when BK came back. And, of course, two of the three have come back. So what's your take on it, Mike? I want to see him take care of Frank because he's been there. But on the other hand, you know, for $1 million a year, you got to have some funky math there.
Yeah, I want Frank Wilson back in some capacity. But,
sure.
You know, Frank's got to feel comfortable with that, too. Okay, yep. Well, you and I can talk about it. Charlie can talk. But it's how comfortable Frank feels if it's not being the running backs coach. And it's, as you brought up, possibly a special teams coach or liaison type person and handling recruiting. How does Frank feel about that? And with all this massive change all across college football, will somebody raise their hand and say, Frank, hey, come work for me. I'll hire you as the running backs coach, and you can be my assistant recruiting coordinator. We'll find out, I think, pretty quickly after the bowl game. The one guy, Elijah Robinson, and I've been told by a lot of people, man, he is a really good defensive line coach. They didn't know about how well he was as a coordinator, but man, that deal was, man, can he coach the defensive line? He's a really good recruiter, and I know why Lane Kiffin is after him. This looked to be a done deal. Then all of a sudden now Matt Rhule, who he had worked with at Temple, has gotten involved with it now to bring him to Nebraska. And don't you feel like, you know, you hear the screeching of the brakes that it's not the done deal that a lot of people were saying it is?
Well, and Penn State also got into the mix, I think, because he's got relationships up there. Elijah Robinson both had Dominic McKinley and Gabriel Relaford committed to Texas A&M when he was at Texas A&M a couple of years ago. Everybody loves him. I'm like you. No official announcement. But the one good thing that Tiger fans have got to relish in is that LSU is not going to get outspent. I don't care what it is, what the value is, overpriced, underpriced. They're not going to lose any deals for money. So Elijah's got to make a decision on the future. But, you know, we're all biased here. But Matt Rhule at Nebraska, and then, of course, your new coach at Penn State, Matt Campbell, we'll see. But it's a no-brainer for everybody here. And if that plug-in with Robinson fits like a glove, then we will see what happens with Frank, who's going to be in special teams. But so far, Mike and Charlie, I'm very impressed with what Coach Kiffin has done in a short period of time. And you can imagine LSU, I'm going to predict it right now, LSU will be the number one team in the country in the portal January 2nd through 16. But Mike, Charlie, we got to do something about this time frame that the NCAA changed. 2 years ago, it was December 2021 and 22. Inexplicably, they moved it up to December 3, 4, and 5 this year, and it has made it all become one big cluster.
Buddy, that's one thing that we've heard unanimously from the coaches that we've spoken to, and you know, just how bad the college football calendar is, and they just really need to adopt what the NFL does. But I wanted to ask you, kind of building off the transfer portal stuff, two Tiger transfers from this past year, Monsieur Delane and A.J. Halsey, the corner and the safety respectively, were both named first-team All-SEC players by the SEC coaches just like 2 hours ago, basically. Kind of building on, A, the return of the swagger to the Tiger secondary, which had been lost for a couple of years there, but also the instant impact you can get from guys out of the portal. I think it's no further explanation than guys like Halsey and Delane, who are both studs for the Tiger secondary this year.
No doubt about it. They, Charlie and Mike, they went from 6 INTs in 24 to 17 INTs in 25. And look, Monsieur Delane is going to be, Mike, you, this is your expertise, but I don't see how he's not a first-round pick. And A.J. Halsey had a heck of a year. You brought in Cooley. You brought in a punter, Grant Chadwick, who also made third teams. But, Mike, you hit it on the nail earlier. Now they've got to go in and get three or four guys in the transfer portal at O-line, because Lane Kiffin certainly knows he went against this team. You got to get better at the offensive line. And so I would expect them to go heavy in the portal with the offensive line. But, Charlie, you make a great point. DBU, you got Pickett learning, you got P.J. Woodland, and you got some other kids coming in. And so that was kind of embarrassing, those years at LSU were so bad in the secondary. But lo and behold, it's all signal pointing to a great portal. And, Mike, you know this. Everybody wants to see how fast LSU will be back in the mix. I think they're going to be very competitive. But, guys, can you imagine? And this is if Dabo doesn't buy out on the first game. But can you imagine Kiffin and that atmosphere on the night of September 5th in 2026 hosting Clemson in that first game with Lane Kiffin as the head coach? That's going to be a scalper's market, guys.
Buddy, you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say the exact same thing. It's like the bonanza for him.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick, the four defensive linemen that they were able to bring in, Lamar Brown, Richard Anderson, Deuce Gerrals, Trenton Henderson, you and I have done this a long time, and we've seen some good defensive line classes. But those four guys, man, that's pretty impressive in what they were able to bring in at a critical position. And I tell this to people often about freshmen. If you get three to four to play significant playing time, you got a lot. You can't count on freshmen stepping in and all of a sudden they got it, you know, especially up front. But those four defensive linemen, that to me, if you're going to build off this class, it's on their back, those four defensive linemen you brought in.
And you're bringing out the big first controversial hurdle that Lane Kiffin had to take care of, and that is there was some delay. They didn't sign all on the dotted line early Wednesday. There was a lot of conjecture going on, some of it with the Frank Wilson rumors and some of it whatever. Look, saw Richard Anderson a couple times. I think he's probably going to drop 10 pounds or so, but he's a big man. He's going to play in the 320, and he's going to throw people around like empty Coke cans. You talked about great recruiting classes on the D-line. Remember Marcus Spears coming in with the late Marquise Hill,
yep.
Lavallee, Kyle Williams, all those guys, Glenn Dorsey. You, these are the type of players you need. Lamar Brown is unbelievable. In that he played both ways at U High. He wants to play as an edge. Henderson is going to give you great pressure from the edge, and we know that Kevin Peoples is sticking around. And then, of course, Deuce Gerrals. You just like that makeup. Mike, you like a guy that's 6'2", 280, grows into 300, or you like the big 6'5", 6'6 guy inside? What's your preference?
Man, give me the guy that can play. I don't give a damn if he's 6'2 or 6'4. I want the guy that can play. And this looks like a really good class. And we had Lamar Brown at a couple of our camps. And one of the things I told him, man, you could start on offense today. And he just laughed at me. He was like, Coach, I want to play defense. I'm like, I get it. I get it. I understand. But, man, he's a heck of an offensive lineman, too. The funniest line I heard about Richard Anderson, it comes from Edna Carr, head coach, Bryce Brown. And when he was going to make the announcement, and he stood up to the mic, and Bryce said, "Man, taking a good look at you, Richard, you all snazzed today, but I didn't think they made suits that big."
The big fella.
That's a great line.
He's got a great first step. He's physical. And, guys, listen, I don't think we can say enough about Nick Savage. Anytime you've got a strength and conditioning coach,
yeah.
His last name is Savage. The LSU has not promoted it, but they've had Shorman for a corporate sponsor for the last 4 years. They have been soft and finesse. It's time to get back physical. You watch Georgia play. Kirby Smart said it best. Everybody wants a check. If you want a check, you got to go bust somebody in the mouth and play physical. LSU's got to get back to having physicality at the line of scrimmage, guys.
Amen to that, buddy. Buddy, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to have you on, my friend.
You guys have a great Christmas if I don't talk, and as always, appreciate you, too.
Thanks, buddy.
Buddy Sanji from TigerBait.com. Been doing this over 35 years, and so we kind of started – got around the same time together. Does a great job for Tiger Bait. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Warren in Alabama. Warren, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I'll be brief. Not too happy about this decision up at Tulane. This looks like another Chris Selfo hire. And, you know, what's so sad is I remember when LSU lost Southern Miss years ago, and they fired their coach as a result of that. Now, you fast forward to today. Look what LSU did. They lose to Southern Miss, lose to a team like that, and Tulane jumps down, and Tulane, completely different situation. They hire a coach from a losing institution that I think I know Southern Miss lost 12 games not too long ago. And to be fired at Southern Miss, to even be at Southern Miss is almost a disgrace. But to be fired from Southern Miss, and then to coach at Western Alabama, a lot of us over here in Alabama never heard of Western Alabama. And in Western Georgia, it's really sad. And look, I'm not being ugly. I'm really not. My wife and I, we're not taking the kids. We're not going to Jackson in 2 weeks. We're just not going to go. I'm just not going to be a part of this. And, you know, when Tulane tore its stadium down and when they got out of the Southeastern Conference, they didn't give a damn about their fans. They didn't care. They just did it. And the only way a fan like me can come back and do something about it is just to, cut off the money. And, you know, I'm not being spiteful, I'm not being ugly, but what other voice does a fan have to sit here and put up with this and to watch Tulane hire this guy and, again, give him time? No, people, give him time, let him prove himself. I know all that. But, look, the man was fired for Southern Miss, and he's a no-name coach, and I don't think it's going to do very much for recruiting. And I'm sorry. I'm really sorry it happened. I read it. I had to read it a few times before I believed it. And I'm just really, really sad about it that they've done this. It's really to have a coach to have a coach from Western Alabama and Western Georgia. I don't know. I can't deal with this.
Warren, I've heard that same sentiment from other Tulane fans.
Yep.
Now, he can talk about some big moccasins. Okay, when Willie Fritz left and he built, you know, what you got now at Tulane, he put the building blocks down. When they brought in John Sumrall, everybody thought, hey, this was a home run hire.
Yep.
Based off of what he had done at Troy. That's a lot of people that they don't call the show, but if you see them out on the streets, they tell me the exact same thing you do. Man, you talk about, you know, Kevin Harris has put himself out there with this hire. And there, you know, we saw, you know, a legacy guy in Blake Baker deciding he didn't want to go back to Tulane where he was a player and also an assistant to be a head coach. It got a lot of head scratching from people. So, really, really do. From people who have money and are involved with Tulane, just like you are, Warren. I've heard it, and I know Charlie's the same way with callers and texters saying very similar things, questioning the hire of Willie Hall.
You know,
Will Hall, excuse me.
We talked about it last week. It was Blake Baker's job if he wanted it, and Lane Kiffin made that late push to keep Baker in Baton Rouge, and so he ended up staying. Charlie Huff ends up going to Memphis, and then all of a sudden, you know, they decide to promote from within. And listen, Sumrall was a winner at Troy. Both years he made it to the conference championship. He had a very extended resume in a short time as a head coach. And that's why we were so excited about bringing him to Tulane, is that we expected him to do what he did at Troy at Tulane in New Orleans. And what Coach Hall did at Southern Miss, I've heard from Southern Miss fans, you know, the 14-30 record speaks for itself, to your point, Warren. And I understand, you know, the trepidation with the hiring from within. Mike, I had texted Steve when it happened that it reminded me a lot of, like, the DA hire, like, post-Sean Payton era. And listening to Maddie Hudak talk about it last night, where she had said it was, like, a player-led kind of movement to make Will Hall the next head coach and that they wanted to continue continuity, it just kind of felt similar in that sense. So we'll see if it works out. Only time will tell, but at least his first real opportunity as a Group of Five head coach at Southern Miss, I mean, the numbers speak for itself. They did not go very well.
My thing about it is players to like you. That's all great and fine.
Right.
But it don't put no wins
on
the board.
That was the whole thing with Penn State, Mike. Like, all the players wanted Terry Smith to get promoted from interim to head coach.
They weren't going to do that.
They weren't going to do that at all. And despite how disastrous their head coaching search was, they still ended up – I joked with you about this off air that they fumbled into a good coach with Matt Campbell. So congratulations to Penn State.
But man, good luck to them because, man, Matt's one hell of a coach.
Yes.
They really got lucky there.
Oh, yeah.
I think they got froze out by that big-time sports agent saying, man, you go find somebody. You know, we don't like the way you treated James Franklin.
Right.
And so they got froze out of a lot of coaches, but hiring Matt Campbell was big time. A lot of pressure now on Will Hall because of who he's got to, you know, follow. Now, Willie Fritz and John Sumrall, who both have been winners We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. Haven't been able to connect yet with Coach John Sumrall, and hopefully if he can't do it today, oh man, we'll catch him next Tuesday as the Green Wave will play the Ole Miss Rebels out in Oxford. Charlie almost, is groundbreaking today because the Colts, Indianapolis Colts, came to terms with Philip Rivers, 44 years old. They say his arm was good. My thing about him is the rest of the body. When you get to be, as you get up in age, you know, certain parts of you, man, they'll work okay, but then there's other parts that don't work nearly as good, and they don't hit you in practice. But Philip Rivers, 44 years old today, signs with the Colts. We'll see how this progresses with him. They are in a real pickle here at the quarterback position. And we hope to get Rick Venturi on maybe a little bit later on in the week. And, man, what a great start for the Colts. And Daniel Jones was really a great story to see how he had sort of transformed himself. They have one of the most dominated players in the game in Jonathan Taylor. That Tyler Warren guy at tight end is pretty doggone good, too. And their defense was hanging in tough. And then you lose Jones now with the Achilles injury. But the crazy thing about it is, if he gets to play, he'll be the first grandfather to ever play in the Whoa. National Football League. How about that?
That's
How
a about crazy that?
First
stat.
Grandpa.
Mike, you know what's really impressive to kind of see what happened with this Colts? I don't want to call it a collapse because it's been real bad luck for them. But Mike, just a couple weeks ago, this was the one seed in the AFC. Right now, with an 8-5 record, they're technically out of the playoff picture.
Yep.
If the playoffs started today, the Texans would be that 7 seed. And Mike, you and I were texting about this last night. Nobody in the AFC wants that Texans team to sneak into the playoffs with the defense that they've got. They are ferocious, especially up front on the defensive line. And defense travels in the NFL. So regardless of who you may be playing in January football, none of those teams want to see the Texans make it in. But the Colts, who kind of went all in, so to speak, at the trade deadline, they bring in Sauce Gardner. They make the moves to kind of shore up their roster entering the playoffs, which they expected to go on a nice playoff push because of how well Daniel Jones had been playing up to that point. And then it's really been a house of horrors for them with Jacksonville. For one, they haven't won there since 2014, which is an incredible stat because they play every single year there. They're AFC South opponents. They haven't won there in 11 years, and now the latest chapter of this just nightmare story is Daniel Jones tearing his Achilles there. So the Colts are now on the outside looking in, and they're turning to 44-year-old Phillip Rivers. It's quite the story in the NFL circles to follow.
And man, the one thing, Phillip Rivers, he had a funky delivery. I can't compare that to anything else I've seen in the National Football League. The way he threw the ball, and it was kind of half-cocked off to the side. But man, he was accurate. He was tough. And you talk about a competitor. Man, he talked trash. He was like a defensive player playing quarterback. Man, he would mouth off the defensive linemen and linebackers. And you know, everybody out there on the field, he gave you an earful when he was out there. He's quite the competitor. But I go back to, you know, Father Time is undefeated and untied for a reason. He gives you glimpses that you still have bits and pieces of what you had before. But then he sort of, that wheels away a little bit at a time. We saw Joe Flacco come in. Bob and I were talking about this last night that, you know, what Flacco did at his age to come in there, hardly any practice time. I got it. Hey, I know where Jamar Chase is on the field. Give it to me. And, man, he lit up the Steelers that Thursday night. The one guy, and I don't put it past him, that he could have a couple of really good games was Phillip Rivers. My thing is, can he hold up? Because body-wise, you still can throw it, but can you take a hit in that pocket? Do you take off running and somebody clocks you? And I know in today's game you got to be careful of that, but you're still going to get hit. This is a really physical league, and Father Time does some crazy stuff to your body when you get older. That's all I can tell you. And Phillip is one of those guys that I think maybe retired a year too soon.
Yeah.
I think he still felt he had it, but he wanted to walk away where he felt he could still play at a pretty high level. And now the Colts are really in a bind, and they got really not a lot of choices here. And it goes to show you how good the NFL is. We got a lot of guys that have played quarterback in college and maybe, you know, in the UFL or whatever. How many can start at the NFL level?
Yep.
Riley Leonard, how many texts and calls we got about that when he was coming out for the draft?
I think it was a lot of people, Mike, that thought that Riley Leonard would be like a Taysom Hill clone. One of the craziest things about Taysom Hill is that everyone wants to replicate and make the next Taysom Hill, but there's only one Taysom Hill. But Mike, real quick, I wanted to bring this up to you with, you know, the Colts in their victory across the pond against the Falcons, where Jonathan Taylor ran for 240 yards and they win that game in overtime. Ever since then, they lost to the Chiefs after the bye week, they lost to the Texans, and then they lost to the Jaguars. So all of a sudden, they're on a three-game losing streak. This is their schedule for the rest of the year, Mike. They go to Seattle and face Mike McDonald's defense. They host the 49ers and face Robert Saleh's defense. They host the Jaguars, who just whooped them by 17 points in Jacksonville. They host them this time around. And then they wrap up the season in Houston against the Texans and D'Amico Ryan's defense. So, I mean, talk about, I don't want to say trial by fire, but because Phillip Rivers has been around the block. But if you're going to be asking a 44-year-old Phillip Rivers to go against Mike McDonald's defense and Robert Saleh's defense and D'Amico Ryan's defense three times in a four-game stretch, that is really, really rough. But, I mean, they're just looking for anything at this point because right now they're out in open ocean and they're sinking instead of swimming.
Yeah, it's one of those, watch out, Phillip, here they come. You know, the crazy thing, Coach Rod, Don Rodrigue from Louisiana Line Camp sent me this and talking about the Packers and just, you know, how good they looked. And that was a really good football game they played against the Bears. It was a tough, hard-nosed game. Goes to show you, you know, the Bears, they legit too now. I mean, they lost the game, but that's legit. And they played a really good second half. The Packers have 18 SEC players on that team. We talk about physicality, and I do think when it comes down to if it was conference championship games, if it's in the playoff format of 12, I think the more physical team always wins, always. You look at the Packers and how they built 18 SEC players. You know who else got 18 SEC players?
Hit me.
The Houston Texans.
Hey. Yeah, they got a couple good defenders on that team from the SEC
yeah,
team, Mike.
Yeah, I covered them cats.
Daniil Hunter and Derek Stingley, Will Anderson. Yeah. Woo.
And, you know, but they can't beat the one team that's got more SEC players than anybody else. They lost last night. The Eagles will have 21. They
well, got 21 how many of them are from Georgia, Mike? At least like half a dozen, it feels like.
Man, they didn't lose that game last night because of their defense.
Right.
Their offense, again, was El Succo, and you had an opportunity to put that game away late, and a tip pass sort of sealed the deal for them. And Jim Harbaugh wins ugly, but they win, don't they? It doesn't look aesthetically great, but he finds a way to win. And tremendous effort from Justin Herbert. They had people that questioned, you know, kind of his makeup because he's sort of a low-key guy. Man, playing with that injury, and he was getting his butt kicked last night. I mean, the Eagles' defensive line, they were in the backfield more than any of the running backs, and he found a way to win. But, man, their defense is legit. They came up with a big play when they needed it in a game both teams desperately needed. But I really felt the Eagles psychologically needed that win last night and had a shot. They were driving downfield and then, pop, the tip pass. Chargers end up winning it. So, yeah, they got a lot of SEC folks, but 21 guys on the Eagles roster from the SEC and five more on the practice squad.
I think that Howie Roseman fella knows what he's doing, Mike.
Yeah, and they always send two people to Tiger Stadium to scout.
Yeah.
So you understand that he's concentrated on those SEC guys. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. I want to thank Buddy Sanji for joining us in our number one of sports talk. We'll have a lot more talk about, and Mark Schlereff joins us in our number two right here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.